Michaela Schifrin won gold. It was her last chance for a medal at the Olympics in Italy, and she came through. Schifrin is the winningest alpine ski racer of all time, who has struggled in the Olympics since the last edition in Beijing, where she failed to medal in six events. NPR's Brian Mann was on the race course in Cortina for today's action. Hi there, Brian.
Hey, Steve.
Okay, wow, this must have been an event to see. What was her headspace like going in?
Yeah, this was a huge moment for her. Michaela Schifrin has struggled. She's really had a tough time in the Olympics over this long cycle, eight straight losses before this, and she's been talking openly about it, that she's really tried to dial in, have more fun on the slopes. One of the things that she said today, and I'm quoting here, Steve, through a lot of discussion with my psychologist, my mom, and my team, everything we said was, despite pressure and nerves, I want to feel this skiing. She really wanted to be present on the snow. And finally, that's what she put together today under gorgeous blue skies up here in the mountains above Cortina d'Ampezzo.
Okay, talk me through this. She's doing the slalom. What was her run like?
Okay, so let's start with the first run, right? They get two runs, combined fastest time wins. The first run was incredibly confident. She carves down this line. And again, she's been kind of talking about holding back, not quite throwing herself hard at these runs. This time she did it. At the end of her first run, she was 0.82 seconds ahead. Then she goes into the second run, and this was even more dramatic. Again, Steve, a moment when she could have played it safe. She could have backed off. Instead, she attacked again. By the time she was done, she had built a lead of 1.5 seconds. That's an eternity in slalom. And again, I want to read you a quote from what she said here. She said, "I wanted to be free. I wanted to unleash." And that's really what it looked like today.
It's amazing just to hear that 1.5 seconds is an almost insurmountable lead. You realize the high level of competition here and how the slightest blink could cost you everything.
Yeah, we're talking an eye blink exactly. And, you know, these athletes, they go 4 years between these Olympic moments, and then they have to dial it all in. And that's been Schifrin's challenge. On World Cup circuit, she's flawless, right? More than 100 wins on World Cup races. That's more than any other alpine skier in history. But in these races, it's been really hard for her to do. But today, that's not what it looked like. Today, she seemed like this was her race. This was her mountain. She was so confident and relaxed. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Okay, just a reminder, in Beijing, she's in six events, no medals. First two events in this year's Olympics, no medals.
That's right.
Here she is at her last chance. Gold medal. What was her reaction like?
You know, as a journalist, you know this experience. Sometimes you're just in a place where you get to see another human being experiencing something extraordinary. Her face, when she crossed that finish line, you could see the grin, you could see the joy. And then when she gets up on that medal podium, right, they're raising the American flag, they're playing the anthem. It was a face that looked like pure joy. It also looked like pure relief, and all of those things came together. Now, here's what's wonderful. In addition to all of this other history-making moment today, Steve, she now has three gold medals to her collection. She's now the most gold-medaled U.S. alpine skier ever. So Michaela Schifrin really anchoring her legacy here in Cortina d'Ampezzo.
Amazing. NPR's Brian Mann is in Cortina. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.
And Brian is one of the voices and faces you can find on Up First Winter Games, a video podcast from NPR. New episodes dropping throughout the games every afternoon, and you can find them on the NPR page on YouTube.